What's up, world?
Radio.
Hey, everybody. Hey, what's going on?
Chilling, you know.
Chilling.
Here.
Yes, yes. Thank you guys for tuning to Blog Talk Radio. You're now tuning into one of the livest, vibest shows on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Cookies and Cream Show. I'm Cream right now, if y'all don't even know what it is. I'm Cream. What's good, Cookies?
I'm Cookies. That good, you know, sexual chocolate and all that.
Sexual chocolate. Oh, that's how we're doing it today?
That's how we're doing it, you know.
You know? So I'm so happy I got you coming on the show. I mean, we got so many things to talk about. You already know, like, this is the perfect time to have a radio show. Everybody don't watch the reality TV. I know Love and Hip Hop is buzzing right now. So what's good with that? So have you peeped that?
Have I? Every Monday I watch that, John.
Faithfully.
Got to. It's my guilty pleasure. I can't help it.
Yeah, so
I'm allowed one ratchet show. One ratchet show.
But my thing is, like, how you feel about, like, you know, Love and Hip Hop, like the characters, like the cast members, like how do you feel about this season compared to, you know, Love and Hip Hop in New York?
I feel like they're going all the way in. They're representing for Atlanta. You know, they're representing for the South. I grew up in the South for a little bit, way before I even came to Philly. I was born and raised in Philly.
Okay.
Time in the South. So I know how it goes down there. And they're really representing for down South and putting ATL on the net. So I feel as though it's way better than New York. I'm sorry, but I got to call a spade a spade. It's got more action, more entertainment. Like, even
yeah.
though we really know who the people are, we finding out who they are real quick.
Exactly, exactly. Like I said, I really like some on the show, like K. Michelle. Matter of fact, I've said that so many times. I'm like, yo, who that? Like, Jack.
Right. Right. I feel you. Listen, we actually be having some technical difficulty. Chanel should be coming right back. But to reiterate about the show, basically, the show is all the way live. Hold for a second, callers. All right, Chanel, as you were saying.
Like I was saying, you know, you have characters like you have, you know, Mimi on there, and you got to see who Mimi was, and then you got people like Stevie J. He's been like, on the Twitters, you know what I mean? Like, he's been, like, a tweeting topic so far. Stevie J, what's going on with that?
Stevie name is Sleazy J. Did you hear Ben? Benzino calling Sleazy? No, I'm dead up. Like,
he
I'm,
has to.
I know my stuff. Like, in the street, they call him Sleazy J because he's known for doing grimy stuff for
mm-hmm.
people, specifically women.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though he's a dog. He's grimy.
Exactly. And like you said, like, matter of fact, because then that's the first time I ever heard of Stevie J, too, because I'm like, all right, you know, he produced, so he worked on a couple of artists, whatever, but then when you actually look at his resume and see what he, I mean, the dude has talent, you see, and, like, to see how he's, like, had a relationship with Mimi, and then now he worked with this artist, Jocelyn, I'm not going to, oh, my God, I don't even want to get started with her. Matter of fact, for anybody that's even tuning in right now, based on all the Love and Hip Hop episodes that aired on VH1, if y'all could figure out how many times Jocelyn says strip club or stripping, you will win, personally win a $50 gift card for me. Like, seriously, this chick, that's all she talked about. I want to go back to the strip club. That's all she worried about.
Oh, my gosh. what's the hold up? Like, if you know that you met him at the strip club, he picked you up from the club, he gave you a different life.
Exactly.
Like, he grimy. Like, what would make you think he would? Back to the strip club.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, first off, like, I mean, I understand, like, just something that she likes to do. I'm not knocking anybody that's hustling and doing what they like to do. You know, Jocelyn got to understand, like, she got herself, it's business and pleasure. You feel me? That's the whole relationship with her, Stevie J. And at the end of the day, it should have just been strictly business. Point blank, she got herself involved. She wound up being pregnant. I don't know if you've seen this episode that just popped off tonight, but the chick had an abortion by Stevie J, and, you know, the baby moms need me tight. And then I already know everybody's talking about this, but it's a little scrappy and the Stevie J fight.
Yo, I like how they did that. Like, all the producers kept jumping in between. like, let it go down. They grown men. Let grown men handle grown men business. If you
exactly.
Know, they argue. When they argue, Jocelyn act like she was going to jump in it. When she came over there, she felt like Erica was there getting her face.
That's
so
right.
She got offended. Erica kind of, like, pushed her. She fell over. When she toppled down, that's when all of a sudden, you know, it was, like, real quick, but Scrappy and him, they started fighting, and Stevie
mm-hmm.
J put a wrestling move on him. It was a real sucker move. Like,
it was a sucker move.
So he couldn't go nowhere. It was real corny, like.
It was. It was. And my thing is, like, the whole thing just was mad confusing on both parties because, like I said, Erica came there to confront Stevie J because she felt like she needed an apology. Now, maybe she should have never addressed the Scrappy. She should have just let bygones be bygones and had, you know, talked to Stevie J on a long time. But now she got Scrappy involved in it. You know, Stevie J got this chick Jocelyn, and, like, the chick had no business even being there. But then little Scrappy did, you know, throw the B-word at her. You get what I'm saying? Like, called her out as a B. It's like, you don't even know her like that. You feel me? So, I mean, I can understand why she would feel some type of way. And I'm referring to Jocelyn. But then for Jocelyn just to come out of nowhere and be like, Erica was smashing Stevie J, like, that was mad random. Like, yo, the chick is, like, cuckoo. Like, she did some cuckoo-ish. Like, I don't know what's up with that. I don't know. Like, this love of hip-hop is crazy.
No, what it is that Jocelyn need to take her literate behind back to school. That's all it is.
You know, she's ridiculous. She's ridiculous, son.
Right. She has no sense, though.
Exactly. And Cookies, like, these dudes be on this shit top. You know, they looking at her little fatty or whatever. She the stripper or whatever. But like I said, I had a couple people actually contact on the Gmail. Make sure you guys go to Cookies and Cream Show 2012 at gmail.com. I had a couple people ask a couple questions about the show. One of the comments was, do you think Jocelyn is a man? I'm like, you know, you get crazy, you know, questions, crazy, you know, responses from fans or whatever. But, you know, I'm not the one to judge or anything like that. But, I mean, she do got some manly features, though.
She do look like a man. Like, oh, you know what? To me, even if she's not a man, God forgive me because I'm not trying to judge.
Right.
Now she's a man. If anybody looks like a man, why would you want to even touch them? Like, a woman is really a woman, and I know that we all have different features. Some of us can have masculine features. Some of us, you know, have very womanly, very pretty, exotic features. And then that's just like some guys look like pretty boys, and some guys look real rough. But in any event, I just feel like if a female looks like a man, if I'm a dude, I'm a toucher. That's it.
Right.
I bet all of that. That's it.
I feel you, though.
It looks like a duck, and it walks like a duck. It's a duck.
That shit look like a duck. Oh, look, we took that quote. We took it back to that. I mean, you know what it is, though? We talk about Atlanta. Two had a couple people that I know, you know, from New York, people that went to Cheney, whatever. Big shout out to CU, Cheney University, anybody that's checking it out on the show right now. And make sure if you have any questions or comments, make sure you call the number 347-857-3919. Make sure you call me if you have any questions or comments about anything that me and Cookies are talking about. Feel free to do so. But like I said, I have a lot of people that went to Atlanta, and, you know, they always talk about a lot of these men. Like, there's a lot of transvestites down there. You feel me? Not to come at any, you know, sex or whatever, but you have a lot of, you know, men that dress up like women, and they look good. You know, they got the bodily features. You know, they got the shapely shapes, and they got the figure eights and the pear bodies, and, you know, they working it. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
So I know that's pretty common to find that in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's what they say.
You know?
They say, I'm turning my stomach, like.
I know. It's too much. It's too much. You know? So what's going on? I know we got some guests coming through on the show.
Hopefully. You know. I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
This show was crazy. Like, y'all don't know the trouble we have to go through.
What?
Here to come through the speaker to your ears.
Yes. Y'all don't even know. We went through, like, hurdles just so we could be live, so you can enjoy the lovely cookies and cream on the show right now. You know, like I said, we were just really getting in with the love and hip-hop. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to serenade, like, the whole freaking episode. Like, you feel like it's just too much or whatever. Matter of fact, have you checked out the BET Awards that popped off July 1st?
You said the GQ Awards?
The BET Awards.
The BET Awards. Yeah, I saw the BET Awards. What about them?
What you think about the BET Awards? Like, as far as, the, you know, the artists winning the, you know, the titles or whatever. What you think about that?
I thought Samuel L. Jackson was dope.
Okay.
And I thought that some performances were good, others were whack. The end.
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually had a discussion with one of my peoples or whatever we was talking about, you know. I'm honestly going to say that Rick Ross, the Maybach crew that came on there, like Wale, Rick Ross, and Meek Mills, I kind of really wasn't feeling that. Like, nothing really stood out. Maybe it's just because of my preference. Like, when I see, like, a music award, I like to see, like, stuff flying all over the place. You feel what I mean? I like to see dances, different effects. You know, I like to see all types of things. You feel what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how you bouncing on the stage is really, you really performing. Because anybody can sit there and hip-hop, you know what I mean, like jumping on the stage with a mic and freestyle. It might not be coordinated like everybody else, but, you know, I don't see that, how different that is.
Right. I'm not really feeling like when Rick Ross get on the stage, like, I think that's corny, like.
Why do you say that?
Because his shirt always off, and he got all these tattoos. It turns my stomach.
You know, but you know what I like about Rick Ross, so I ain't go front though. Like, he mad confident because he had that video out there, so sophisticated.
Well, yeah.
The video, what? Yeah, you do have the shirt off. Like, you know, you do not got no sexy stomach to be lifting up your. All that stomach, all them tattoos, you need to cut it out. But at the end of the day, all that money he making right now, he don't care. Girls still rub that. You know what? That's what we need to talk about.
No, dumb.
I don't understand. Like, what happened?
Some girls still like that.
I don't know, like, why? I just don't understand, like, you know, when you look at the Maybach music videos and, like, Rick Ross videos, you know, they always got, like, the Maybach card. It's always sophisticated. It's always, like, some champagne wine glasses. You know, people dressed up in the business suits, always got the cigar in the mouth. He definitely has his set image. But what I don't understand is how you got these pretty models in your videos, and these chicks be really rubbing the dude belly and all over the dude. Like, yo, is money that important? Like, you have no standards? Like, if you seen this dude walking in the street, half them chicks that be in them videos says won't even holler at Rick Ross.
Yeah, you know what? That's called a gold digger. And I'm
for real.
Talking about regular chicks be gold diggers. No, regular chicks be walking on the street, okay? Regular walking on the street. And then on top of that, the girls that be taking a trip down to Cali and Miami and all that fancy, them are the gold diggers.
Yeah.
Because they spend money to go get the money. What project chick you know? I mean, it's different if you come on tour to your city. But what project chick you know is flying around the world with Gucci, with Louis Vuitton, with all this fancy stuff, hair looking right, weave looking right, trying to rub on Rick Ross? Some of these video vixens.
You see what I'm saying, though? So you definitely get the image, though. Like, y'all people think Cookies and Cream just be bugging. Like, we be speaking the truth, because on Sabrina's, like, another artist like that was Biggie Smalls, though. And Biggie, and the thing I like about Biggie put it out there. And for some of y'all new school that don't know what Biggie is, I'm talking about Notorious B.I.G., yes. Believe it or not, these young kids don't be knowing about real hip-hop or whatever. But, yeah, Biggie Smalls, I mean, he even said to himself, I'm black, ugly as ever, however, I stay coochie down to the socks. That's like a real cat right there. Who says that? You get what I'm saying? And, like, people loved him for it. You feel me? So it's like, when you talk about big, black, and ugly, he made that sexy. He made that, like, yo, I kind of like that. You know, he actually had that swag. You know, Rick Ross was more like that, you know, it's the boss swag, you feel me? Like, I got it. You get what I'm saying? Like, him and Biggie is just vibing.
No, I know what you're talking about. Biggie had way more finesse. You know, when he was talking to the ladies, he had way more finesse.
Yes.
Talking to a groupie, a project chick, a high-class chick, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Ross, I don't know. Maybe you could tell I'm old. I'm showing my age. I'm showing my age. I know I am, but I'm not. I like his songs and his beat, but when he get on stage, I get real bored.
Wait, are you talking about Biggie or Rick Ross?
You know I ain't talking about. I'm talking about Rick Ross.
Well, I'm about to say. We're about to have a big debate right there. But now I don't blame you. He's Matt Bourne. Look, he's big though. What can he do? I can't see Rick Ross hopping around stage. Like, he will have a heart attack. Believe me, I went to a State Property concert with Beanie Sigel, and Beanie Sigel, a big dude. Like, you know, he was always a husky dude or whatever. Yeah, Broad Street Bully dude or whatever. He was always husky, but, like, when I see him at a concert or whatever, I was, like, front row, and I was like, yeah, you know, I know these songs or whatever. You know, sometimes I even be a groupie at a concert. Don't even know the lyrics of the song. I just try to make the artist feel like they're comfortable, you feel me? But, you know, Beanie Sigel gave me a dap. I just took my hand. I'm like, yo, Beanie. Because, you know, my brother, big shout out to my older brother, Chad, right now. He's probably tuning in and listening to the show. But, yo, he was, like, a big fan of Beanie Sigel. And I gave this dude a dap. Yo, and I tell you how sweaty his hands were. Like, as soon as I gave him the dap, yo, my hands was, like, mad. Like, it was dripping with, like, just sweat, just water. You feel me? Like, I could have felt like a whole country with all the sweat coming off his body. It was ridiculous. You get what I'm saying? So, I feel you, though. Rick Ross is definitely, you know, a laid-back dude. He's just very laid-back. But then you see that all in his videos. He's sitting down most of the time. He's doing all that walking stuff.
Well, first of all, let me give you some tea about him. So, one, he already have a gastric bypass. He said it. He said that he doesn't know when, probably when he gets the chance to slow down, stop promoting the album that either came out or is about to come out called God Forgives, I Don't. He's actually supposed to be having the surgery where they basically go in and remove all the excess fat. I'm being serious. I'm not making it up. Y'all can Google it. Y'all, for those of y'all that know me, you know this your girl Penny, Pen Proud, you know all that. Everybody that got my Facebook, shout out to y'all, all my Facebook friends, all my blood family, my adopted family, my friends, my sisters, and folk. Chanel, shout out to all of y'all that hold me down. Y'all hold me down so much. Mwah. I love y'all.
Yes, that's so not for love right there.
Right, right. When I bring the tea, I spill it. Rick
Ross
talking about having the surgery so that he can actually go down some sizes so that he can move around more. He does feel some type of way about that, and he's concerned about his health, especially since he had a health scare where he had a seizure. And I know that might not have anything to do with his weight, or it may. I don't know. I'm not his doctor, so I don't know what brought his seizure on.
Right.
That he's been thinking about seriously losing weight, you know, in the wake of different rappers who have had weight problems in the past.
Yes.
Big Pun, may he rest in peace.
Yep.
Somebody that died from having a weight issue.
And then he was 28.
Yeah, that's sad.
You feel me? Matter of fact, you speaking of Big Pun, Fat Joe. If he's Slim Joe now, he definitely got slimmer. So it wasn't no gastric bypass. I think he just worked out and just ate right. You feel me? Like,
right. I feel you.
Nah, but definitely, nah, that's right. That's what's up, though. Because, you know what I mean? Not that I'm trying to comment Rick Ross or whatever. I'm just saying, like, you know, that is true because, like I said, going back to the BET Awards, he was just, you know, walking up on the stage and was extra like Wale and Meek Mills were. You know, Meek Mills came on there and he was just like bouncing around, just hype, you know, walking everywhere. And, you know, that's just a swag. You get what I'm saying? So, matter of fact, it makes you think about, you know, how people choose. And when I say people, like how CEOs choose like the artists or who they want to sign to their label. Like, the one thing I noticed was Tyga. Like, Tyga's actually selling. He got the Fader track, he got the Rack City. Yeah, I'm always hearing these songs on the radio. Like, it's ridiculous. But what I notice is, like, a lot of times he's, like, solo in the videos. I'm like, yo, ain't you Young Money, Cash Money? Like, I'm expecting, like, you know, Drake, Nicki Minaj, Gutter Gutter, you know, Jay Mills. I'm expecting, like, the whole squad to be in, like, all the videos like that. You feel me? And it's, like, Tyga's almost, like, independent. He's signed, but, like, mainly independent. That's how I'm looking at it. Because when he performed in the BET Awards, like, he was solo and he did his thing or whatever. You know, Young Money was supporting him, like, you know, vibing to him on the stage, but I felt like they should have just got up on the stage and, like, showed him even more love.
Right. Right.
You get what I'm saying? Because it just seemed awkward. It's like, you know, I know Lil Wayne was in his video, but it's like when it's a Nicki Minaj or a Drake video, they all in there. Or if it's Lil Wayne featuring Drake, everybody in there. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
You got a good point. You got a valid point and all that.
You know, I try.
you know? You want me to spill some tea?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, for one, speaking of rappers, you know that Nas CD actually, I believe it dropped. I don't want to jump the gun and all that. I'm going to check it before I talk too much. But his CD is either about to drop or it did drop. And you know that on there he's talking about his whole divorce with Khalees.
Yeah, that was
so hurtful for him. Because she got him on mad child support. I mean, she's getting thousands from him. And you know that Khalees is having problems with the IRS.
What's going on with you being problems with the IRS? What's going on with Khalees?
Child, please. Khalees is getting bread from Nas. You hear me? Like, in the thousands. Like, I forgot how much the judge actually ordered Khalees to pay. Khalees is supposed to pay a lot of child support. I mean, not Khalees. Nas is paying her somewhere around $40,000 or $50,000 a year. Something. I'm probably getting it wrong. I think it's more than that. But anyway, like, you know, when you get an income like that,
right,
an artist, and you bringing in more income, that basically, like, the IRS looking at how much money you bringing in, and
yeah,
sitting there calculating, like, okay, Khalees not, she's an artist, she's getting shows from the UK, she's getting child support from Nas, you have to pay taxes on all that money. She's
not
paying her taxes properly, so now the IRS is beating down her neck talking about audit, and you know when they audit you and they find what they need to find that you hadn't been paying your taxes, you either going to do jail time or you going to cough up that bread. Lauryn Hill, keep your head up, Ma, because she owed them millions.
You shout at anything trying to get you? That's the same for all you aspiring artists there. Make sure you're on your A game. Make sure you know what you're getting into. Make sure you do your research and just make sure you're doing big things. But that's crazy. You feel me? She need to bring out another track, I Hate You. Remember, what's that track? I Hate You So Much Right Now. You feel me? She need to bring that back. And you feel me? Come on, now, I used to like Khalees, though, with the wild hair and all. And then she started having that Miss Jones, or, you know, she the ex-Miss Jones, whatever. She got the short haircut or whatever. You know, Khalees, I don't know, man. That's just too much going on. But like I said, she's more, there's more of those artists like that, too, so that's nothing new.
Right.
You feel me?
You know what? Like, speaking of I Hate You So Much Right Now, you remember how the song went? I'm about to play a little clip.
Oh, my God. Go ahead. Do that. Do that for the people.
For those of y'all who don't know how the song went, it went a little something like this.
You rocking for a little bit. I was like, oh, is that the music production?
Yeah, she hot now. Now she do electronica stuff, though.
Yeah, I peeped that, too. She had one, I know it was like a while back, so excuse me, but I know she had a track called the 4th of July. I wasn't really feeling that like that, you feel me? But, you know, the big ups to Khalees doing big things or whatever.
Right.
You feel me? And you, Bobby?
I said, no doubt.
Exactly, but
I want to give a shout out to my cousin, Butter, that raps and everything.
Shout out to Butter, holding Philly down, you know. Got to give my shot.
Okay, big shout out to Butter or whatever. You know, Butter, if you tweeted in, make sure you show love, call him and show him if you can or whatever. Big shout out to, you know, Cookie's cousin right there. But, right. You know, just even get back on the show. It's like, now that we talked about Khalees and Nas, you know, there's a lot of other celebrities that are also in the industry that are also, you know, going through some harsh breakups. Matter of fact, I was reading the magazine. I went to the store today. I was looking at the magazine. It was talking about the actor Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. They got a divorce or whatever. You feel me? It's like them, you know. Even there's a show on VH1 called Hollywood Exes. So you have, like, R. Kelly's ex-wife. And I'm looking at him like, that's crazy. Like, I didn't know, like, I remember he was married before, but I think that was, like, his first baby mom. So he got, like, three kids together or whatever. You feel me? And it's...
No, Tom Cruise. No, let me tell you about Tom. Cruise was married 1, 2... 3.
How many? Like, three or four?
Three times. One to some lady that's unknown, Nicole Kidman.
I remember that.
One to Katie Holmes. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not real sure because I'm not up on my Tom Cruise sex, but I can tell you one thing. That Tom Cruise is weird is insert a curse word that you can think of.
Right. It rhymes with a box with an F.
Right. And he practices Scientology, and that's basically a cult. Sorry if you practice Scientology out there and I offended you, but anybody that knows me, I really don't care. Anywho, he basically reached a settlement in a divorce with her. Basically, he cost her lots of dollars. I'm hating. I wish that was me. I'm really hating. It must be so nice. But Nicole Kidman warned her and said to her before they even got married, you need to really watch this because you get ready to marry Tom Cruise the Machine. What she meant that to all you listeners is that Tom Cruise has an ego bigger than the one Beyonce sang about in Sasha Fierce album. His ego is huge. So that means movie after movie after movie after movie. He's gone. He's not home. He's, you know, doing him, whatever that might be. He's practicing Scientology, all while you're at home wearing oversized Gap jeans, you know, taking care of baby Suri, spoiling her to death, and you get a phone call or two, maybe three from him. I know your sex life got to be trash. Therefore, why wouldn't you divorce him?
Yeah, she all up in depression, hurt. Yeah, that's probably the reason why, you know?
And he her a banging career, and she hasn't had a hit since she was in the Batman, or maybe it was the first one. I can't remember. But you see, if I can't remember, that's a problem.
That's
right. Here.
That's crazy.
That's sad. Rest in peace to their marriage. That's
yes, rest in peace. R.I.P. to every other relationship messed up in Hollywood.
R.I.P.
You know? R.I.P. But you know what's crazy? You know, speaking of the game and speaking of, like, you know, celebrities, I want to talk to LeBron James, son. Like, yo, he really stayed to his guns.
You want to talk about Bron?
Bron, he did his thing, though. Like, he really stayed to his, like, yo, he was hungry, son, and I was kind of tight. I was crying, though, because I was like, yo, Kevin Durant, that's my dude. They going to win it. You got Westbrook, you feel me? But I'm like, yo, LeBron just, his drive was just so crazy. He was focused. Like, you know, LeBron actually did a whole 360. Wasn't as cocky as he used to be. Like, he was focused. And, like, he stayed to his word when the Mavericks beat them last year, so... I think that's what's up. That's definitely like a comeback. Like, you feel me? Like, yeah, we might have lost to y'all, but we won it this year. You feel me? So what you think about Bron and, you know, Wade and all them?
You know what? I'm not going to sit up here and lie to all the listeners. Real talk, I don't ride for Miami Heat. Any caller that argues with me, or you feel some type of way, feel free to call in. Or text me or Facebook me, tweet me, whatever. I don't ride with the Miami Heat.
Okay.
I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon because they won the chip and sit up here and lie like, oh, yeah, I ride for Miami. I don't ride for Miami. I ride for my Sixers all day. And at best,
My second team is the Celtics, even though I know that them and the Sixers are rivals. At the end of the day, I'm a basketball fan. And y'all know my government, y'all know my street name, y'all know Penny Wright for that basketball. I love basketball.
Okay, gang stuff in here. Let's take it to the hoop right now. Like, we about to have like a whole cookies and cream basketball tournament right now.
I don't play that. And another thing is that, you know, I respect any NBA team who basically tried to win a championship, hasn't been able to win. So I give my hat off to the Heat because I recognize good basketball, but I'm not going to jump on D-Wade. I'm not jumping on LeBron. I'm not jumping on Chris Bosh. And this is just a side note. It has nothing to do with the basketball game, but I'm tired of Dwayne Wade painting his toenails black and tweeting that and Instagramming it. Homie, I don't want to see your ugly, jacked up, crusty feet. Also, if you're going to go get your toes done, then why don't you let your lady give you a manicure and y'all keep that in the bedroom and she can paint them drawings clear. But please, because all my blogger friends have been telling me, sending me pictures, Penny, look at this. Okay, the black toenail polish, again, if y'all think I'm lying, listen.
Oh, no.
Go on, Google it. Dwayne Wade shows off black toenail polish. It's trifling.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm tired of seeing it. And it's just like a thin line that these men are creating between gay and straight. I'm going to call a spade if you get that's your business. That's none of my business.
That's right.
You and the man upstairs, you and the Lord. I'm not judging you. I have no right to judge you. If you straight, same thing. You know, we all sin. Everybody do their own little thing or whatever. I'm not no judge, but I'm going to tell you this. I don't want to see a thin line between a gay man and a straight man. I want it to be the Great Wall of China.
Right.
Be able to see, this is my man, and my man is straight. My man sleeps with women. You know, I don't want to say, my man sleeps with women, he paints his toenails black, he eyelashes, but he, you know, he does it to me in the bedroom good, but he's not gay. No.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a lot of suspicious stuff going on right now. Matter of fact, you know, that's crazy. So you saying Dwayne Wade got his toenails painted black? Like, who? Yo, this is what I'm talking about. See, it first starts with dudes. I remember this used to be like a fashion thing where dudes will wear girl socks. I would see a dude like, matter of fact, it was in high school too. That's what I'm going to take it back. When I was in high school, whatever, I had dudes like, you know, like from my class or whatever, they used to be in gym and I used to be looking at their socks like, yo, I know you're not wearing no pink and blue polka dot socks. Like, what's up with that? Why are you wearing chick socks for? Don't come here with all that toughness. You want to play football and then, you know what I mean? Or playing kickball and then you kicking the ball with like flower socks, floral prints, running to all the bases. Like, nobody got time for that. You feel me? And then you talk about the way you got black nail polish. Yo, for all the fellas that's tuning in, son, please just call in 347-857-3919 and please voice your opinions. You're going to be ready. We're taking it all calls, whatever. But that's just tight. I don't know, son. That's just real suspect. You feel me? Unless he's like goth or he's just some type of cult. I don't know. Maybe that's the new thing right there. Maybe that's the new 666 sign. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that. You feel me?
But we putting that number on our radio show.
We 6667. Now we got to go to 7 at the end. So we don't need no bad luck or whatever.
Yeah. But on this show, we do believe in God. Now,
yes.
Choose the. That's your business. We ain't judging.
For real.
We on a good lollipop. Waiting for that zombie stuff.
Yeah, we don't do none of that over here. But like I said, we do believe in the Lord or whatever. And,
right.
You know, like I said, but, you know, it's things like that stirs up controversy. You get what I'm saying? Like, you see a dude with his toenails painted black, and it's like, you feel me? Maybe that's just one of his fetishes. You feel me? And I don't even want to get on his feet because I got the image in my head. I don't even want to go on Google. But I can already see it for myself. You feel me? Oh, my Lord. It's just so much. There's so much going on.
You know what song I think about when I hear about that?
I'm going to tell you the song I think about. Matter of fact, I'm going to play that, John.
Oh, she about to play it. Got the R. Kelly to rock off.
7 o'clock in the morning, and the rays in the sun wake me. Stretching out into the bed, don't blow through me. And a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom. And she comes out and kisses me, to my surprise, she ain't you. Now I've got this dumb look on my face, like, what have I done? How can I be so stupid to see her lady in the morning sun? Lost the track of time, no one was on my mind. The love went to her home.
That's right, trapped in the closet. Yep.
There's a song for everything.
It's a song for everything.
You just playing it out there. Not that you got any other joints or whatever. You got anything else? You got the jukebox. You have some Khalid, some R. Kelly trapped in the closet or something.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what I think of. Like, I ain't trying to hear that.
Trapped in the closet. Yeah, that video was funny, though.
You know Gabrielle Union talking about his ex-wife damaged her career because ever since they started professing their love that her image went down. Nobody told you to mess with a man that was still married? Hello?
Oh, Gabrielle Union?
Yep.
Yo, that's crazy. And it's like, what was the, yeah, I forgot about it. That's true. Yeah, that's crazy. Matter of fact, it was another artist like that, too. If I'm not mistaken, Fantasia did the same thing, too.
Yep.
Dating a married man. Like, yo, these, oh, my gosh. We're going to have to talk about the ratchetness. The ratchetness is alive. We got to put an RIP to this ratchetness. What's up with these females nowadays, y'all? Like, what's going on? Why are people so ratchet?
You know why? Like, I feel as though a lot of women accept anything.
Mm.
Like, be like a bum. He could look like Stevie J with a homeless man suit on, and females just be like, ooh,
you cute word.
Oh, he's so fine. I want to do it for him. No. Stevie J is not cute. And
yes.
What complexion you put him on? Light skin, brown skin, dark skin, caramel, a lot of money, no money, broke. I would never. Ever, 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 never, ever, like Lil Scrappy, never, ever, never,
never, ever,
ever,
ever. Never, ever.
Ever. Straight up, like I would never mess with him. Never. I feel bad for me, man.
I do, and I know we're going right back to Love and Hip Hop. I'm telling you, this episode is just mad crazy or whatever, like, but me, and I haven't even got a hot. You feel me? You know what it is? Like, a lot of women are really blinded by the love. And a lot of times, like, a lot of women, they know what happens in a relationship when it comes to, like, dating a man who's, like, you know, has some infidelity issues or whatever. But, you know, when you mess with someone for 15 years, they got a daughter that's two. And then he mentioned earlier that he got, like, a couple baby moms, too. He said about 5 baby mothers. He got other baby mothers.
He might be the 5th one because he might have said 5. Yeah, you got me playing safe Evans in the background. I love you. I sure am. Because that's what it is that keeps these women around, love. Can't be
you're right. You're right. The thing is, though, like, even with Mimi, too, it's just like, you know, I do feel like Mimi can do better. And with everything that's been going on with Jocelyn, you know, saying that she's pregnant by Stevie J, I really think, like, it took her for all this to happen, for her to realize, you know what, I can't be worried about this dude. Now, granted, I don't know what's going to happen episodes to come, so we're going to have to make sure to stay tuned to that. But she said something that I like that she said. And she said, when Mimi had enough, you know, I had enough. You feel me? And she's pretty much putting it out there, like, listen, I know when it's enough for me. You feel me? Like, a lot of women can sit there and be like, you know, if I was in that situation, I would have said it. Or I would have did this, I would have did that, but you know what I mean? You're not in her shoes. Everybody's different. And if it took her 15 years, what is that? And I mean, 15 years for her to become a better woman, I mean, how cool is that? But I just hope she really don't, like, mess with this dude, because at the end of the day, what she needed out of it. She got a daughter, you know, like, she's going to have money coming her way.
You feel me? At the end of the day, Stevie J is just going to do him.
You know what? He reminds me of somebody. And it's just like, that's a shame. Like, I encourage anybody that's in that situation to just run. Run. Run and do not look back. I would even get some money, pack a bag, get my border in the middle of the night, take my car, and go.
You're going to have to do that, for real. You're going to have to.
Yep, I would change my number. I would never contact him again. He wouldn't have to worry about nothing for me. Just make sure you pay that child support.
Exactly. That's it. That's what I'm saying. You want that 10-digit number? There go child support. You get yourself caught up. You know, I don't understand. Like, it just, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you know, Stevie J definitely got, like, a swag about him. I mean, personally, I don't like the swag, but, I mean, he's like a woman pleaser. You know, he's a charmer, and that's what he'll do. Like, Mimi be like, you know, curse him out. Like, when you see her face, I mean, she's red, got smoke steaming out the ears, and he's mad calm. I'm like, if somebody coming at me like that, if I did something wrong, I'll be mad guilty, you feel me? Like, I'll be like, I understand, my bad, my fault, like, nothing. He was, like, mad regular with it, you feel me? And it's just, like, that's crazy. Like, this dude is just so used to that. It's nothing to him, you feel me? He feels like he can get any woman that he wants. And every woman's going to respect him regardless. Just like when you check his Twitter. Everybody's still showing this dude mad love. Talking about they love Stevie J. That's crazy. After seeing this episode, it's like, yo, I wouldn't even want to work with the dude, son, for real. Like, if you like that,
he not about his work. Like,
for real.
About his work, Benzino said it best. For those of y'all who don't know who Benzino is, he's responsible for the Source Hip Hop magazine. He basically helped start the Source.
He has some tracks out, too. He had the braids, too. I remember that.
Sometimes, well, he had braids back in the day, but on the show now, he has a little haircut, and he's always around with CVJ, around town. They good friends. Mm-hmm. He called his bluff tonight when he said, yo, you're getting too caught up in your little issues and these problems, and you're not focused on your music. You're not getting music done.
Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, it's about your money. Matter of fact, he said the word of the day was monogamous. He really had this grown man repeating the word in the call, but it's crazy when you're a grown man, you got a title. You feel me? You're like a top music producer, and like I said, you still got the mentality of a 15-year-old when it comes to you, you know, with women. You feel me? Like, there has to be some type of bridge in the gap. You feel me? Like, you're going to have to get over that. He's too old to be playing them games. And this is something that I see often. And it's not just mental, it's women as well. You feel me? Trying to play the game. Like, it's too much. Like, people need to get Stevie J really need to get himself together. And I'm happy that Benzino was putting it out there. Because he's definitely called them out, and that's a real dude right there. So Benzino got my respect all day. I'm not knocking you, Stevie J. You know, you definitely have the talent, but right now, like, Benzino told you, you're not about your music. And like you're saying it right now, he's not. You feel me? So that's real talk. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. But that's what happens when you get a different status or whatever. You might be in a game. You might, whatever title that you have, that you know is going to give you some type of, like, a higher reputation. It's going to give you more love. A lot of times people don't know when to, like, you know, be even or be level with themselves and then with their title. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, you got to stay true and be you. That's what it comes down to.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. I never in my life, right, like, when you talk about some of the things that you just said and you talk about loving hip-hop, when I look at those people and then I look at myself, I think that a lot of people watch because they not so high up to where you can't relate your problems to theirs.
That's true.
Some people have had a lot of success. Some people don't know who certain people are. Like, a lot of people don't know that Stevie J produced Jay-Z's In My Lifetime. You know, my favorite hip-hop song and Jay-Z song ever called Lucky Me. I don't even bang with Jay-Z. For those of y'all that know me, like, I respect Hov, but when it comes down to Jay-Z and what he stands for in 2012, I'm not a sellout, and I'm not going to sell my people out for money and for my soul. I ain't about that life. You know, I respect him as a businessman, but he's no longer Sean Carter. He's not Sean Corey Carter no more.
Mm-mm.
Straight up Jay-Z.
Yeah, he Jay-Z, though. He Jay-Z, though. He definitely, you know, a lot of people lost respect for Jay. And right now, he's, you know, he's hungry. You feel me? Like, he just, he greedy. He want the money. And this is something, this is stuff that people said about him, like, even when he came out. You feel me? Like, and matter of fact, it makes me think about, I know we're talking about Nas and Khalees, but I don't know if y'all, if anybody and any of the callers listening or whatever, that VH1 Behind the Music, they did it Behind the Music with Nas. And I remember they was elaborating about the Jay-Z and Nas beef or whatever. And, you know, Nas and Etha, I don't know if everybody's familiar with that. And make sure, if you're not, make sure you go on YouTube, check out Etha. It was the diss that he had towards Jay-Z. But in Etha, he said, how much of Biggie's rhymes is going to come out your fat lips? And that's real, because a lot of Jay-Z's lyrics definitely comes from Biggie. You feel me? So it's like, you feel me, Jay-Z, you know, use Biggie's, like, a lot of Biggie's lyrics or whatever, and with Biggie dying or whatever, I mean, he just blew up. Because even when Biggie and Tupac was out, then you had, like, Wu-Tang Clan, like, those people, those artists, those groups were selling more than Jay. You feel me? Like, Jay was just a regular, that's the dude from Brooklyn or whatever. You know, after all that, like, died down with the Tupac, the East and the West beef, like, Jay-Z started blowing up, a couple other artists started blowing up. And, like, now Jay-Z owns the New York Mets. Matter of fact, they got the, stadium built downtown Brooklyn, so stay tuned for that. I know it's going to be mad live and hype, because you already know there's going to be mad concerts in there. The basketball games are going to be crazy. And let's just make sure that the Brooklyn, you know, the Brooklyn Nets do their thing this year. But, you know, he got the arena. You know, he got like a derby. He got like a Kentucky Derby or something like that, or a casino like upstate New York. You know, he's trying to get into like politics. He's the CEO of Roc Nation. You know, he's also a producer. I mean, he's still an artist. I mean, he has his own cologne line. He got a book out. I mean, he did a couple movies in the past. Maybe he's working on something now. I mean, he definitely has a resume. But, yo, Jay is definitely money hungry. And then you married to Beyonce. And you already know she about that money. So it's like, you know, they're a match made in heaven.
Yeah. I feel
you. You feel me?
We're going to have a lot of material to talk about next week.
I know. Because it's like Love and Hip Hop will be back on. More ratchetness.
Ratchet shows. Are you ready for Basketball Wives Los Angeles? Are you ready to watch?
I don't know. You know what? Just this past Basketball Wives, just having Tammy just like really like, I don't know, son, like, I like Tammy, don't get me wrong, but, like, after I see her bully that girl Keisha, I wasn't feeling that. Like, you're not about to take my purse. I don't care if I left the purse at the table. Don't touch my stuff. It's not the stuff, because if Tammy would have left her bag on the table, you feel me, and somebody would have went her back, she would have been going off. So you got to respect, you know, people's property. And after seeing her do that, son, I just kind of turned me off. I'm like, yo, I can't be watching Tammy do things like this. I don't care if it's bringing entertainment or views to the show, but that's not how you represent yourself as a female. You feel me? You're a basketball ex-wife. You're not even married. You're an ex-wife. You got two daughters. And then you want to sit up there and be still with somebody's bag? Oh, no, that could not be me. That could not be me. It would have been, like, crazy. Like, that show would have been, like, cut off.
You know what? Like, first of all, if I was a basketball wife, I tell people this all the time. If I was a basketball wife, the look on my face would be just like Kim Chartres. I would have straight up plain look on my face like Kim Chartres. Like, look, for those of y'all who don't know her, she's the wife of Ron Artest,
mm-hmm.
the crazy one from the L.A. Lakers, if he's still on that team right now, because he has so much woes this season, don't know. But anyway, Kim was on Basketball Wives L.A., and I would have a hardcore look on my face. Like, I wish a chick would. And my style would be like Malaysia's.
Okay.
Kimsha had her own style, you know. But
yeah.
Ron Artest, they do a lot of charity work, for those of y'all who don't know. So she gets down. She's hood. She gets down. But at the same time, she's not going to embarrass the African-American community on
That's
national
right.
television, knowing that every nationality
every age group. Yes, even kids.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all think y'all kids not watching Basketball Wives, y'all a lie.
Exactly, y'all lying.
Y'all lying to yourself. And I know because I have cousins and they have friends.
Mm.
They are talking about it and they are taking to Twitter.
That's true.
And Facebook and talking and watching a grown woman that's over 40 years old Botox in her face go after another grown woman.
Hot mess.
It's ratchet.
That's ratchet. You know what, Tammy Hood, that's what it comes down to. She's just hood. You cannot take a chick out the hood and bring them to anywhere. They're going to always have a hood mentality. That's just Tammy, you know? You know, I'm not going to even knock on Tammy. Matter of fact, hopefully I can get on the show. We can even talk about this on the show. What's up? What's good, Tammy? For Basketball Wives, what's up? But, but Tammy, I don't know. She got a lot of stuff going on with her. And then Evelyn and, you know, with Jennifer. You know, matter of fact, after watching the reunion, I was actually, teared up a little bit because, Jen and Evelyn made up. And then when you're watching, when you first watched the first season of Basketball Wives up until, the last season I just aired, you really get to see the dynamics of the women and how they grew. You know, Jen and Emma was close at one point. Then they had, the different Basketball Wives, and then they went back to the same cast with Jen and Evelyn, and they were kind of beefing because it was something that Jennifer said over the radio. And then at the end of all of it, they made up. And it was finally, that's what has to happen, you feel me? And especially as a grown woman and just anybody in general, if you have a friendship for, over, 10 years, you feel me? It's worth saving, you feel me? You're not going to invest all your time and all them years with somebody and just, dead the relationship like that. And, you know, that's love. 10 years from knowing somebody, son, you're going to know pretty much everything about them. You feel me? So I'm happy that they both made up or whatever. You know, I'm happy I got you in my life, Cookies. What's good, yo?
Yeah, I'm not going to front. I'm going to watch L.A. this time around. I'm going to give it a try, but... I mean, if it's anything like the last Basketball Wives, I'm turning my TV right on off.
Bro, I don't blame you. I really don't blame you. That's crazy.
Because I wasn't feeling it, you know, and I was one of the people, I signed a petition to boycott her, Evelyn, and Chad's show and to boycott the regular Basketball Wives. I did. You know why? Because it's so embarrassing when you go out on the street and you hear people of other races saying little slick stuff, and then you have to check them. You got to check them. Yeah, you got to really check them. Yes, America, people. Yes, we have a black president. Yes, Martin Luther King marched.
That's true.
Martin marched.
Yep. And I feel you on that.
I have no problem marching.
Yeah, I feel you on that, though, but sometimes that's what we all need to do, and you know, speaking of Martin Luther King and marching, we're talking about, you know, getting into some politics or whatever. You know, everybody's just, really talking about this health care plan. And, people don't really understand that this health care plan, if you don't have insurance, I mean, the IRS is going to fine you. You feel me? And then it just makes me think about, a lot of companies. If a company has over 50 employees working for them, they have to issue each person, you know, health insurance. Now, a lot of these companies that don't offer insurance, they're going to give the cheapest freaking policies that they can give their employees. And then if they don't, a lot of these companies would rather just pay the hefty fine and not even offer, you know, the health insurance. You get what I'm saying? It's just a lot of stuff that's going on with this economy. They said by 2014 the recession is going to be over, whatever, but, I mean, it's crazy. You feel me? It's people are going crazy right now, trying to get, the Medicaid. You know, everybody's just trying to get some type of health insurance, and then it's so many things being taxed. And it's even, this group of, not Army-wise, but there's a group where they have, families that have, their family members that's in the war. What they were talking about was they might be starting up a draft. Now, I don't know if it's going to be coming up, I think 2020 or 2030. They're going to have this draft coming out. And if people don't volunteer or if people are not put into the draft, if they volunteer not to do it, they have to pay, a certain amount just to stay out the war. And that's going to be money funded to all the, you know, the people that's in the Army and the military and all that. Ain't that crazy?
No, I know what you mean.
That's crazy, and it's real talk. I mean, a lot of people are not really up on politics because, you know, it's so much with entertainment,
the Bachelor Wives, the Love and Hip Hop, all this stuff keeps us, like, so occupied, you feel me? But when it comes down to our show, too, we really like to get in touch with, you know, what's really going on in the world, and that's something for, you know, people to check out and look into.
You know what? You absolutely right. I went out today. I had to run an errand.
Uh-huh.
I had, actually went to, like, a nice suburban area, and it's funny because when I was in there, they had flat-screen TVs, and every channel was on a political channel. Most of the people that was in there were black.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was watching it. There were some black people that were there, and they were watching it too, but it was just interesting to see that, and the type of atmosphere it was in, everybody was paying attention to. They had the Republican Party on there and the Democrats. They had Obama's people on there and Mitt Romney's people, and they
mm-hmm.
were toe-to-toe talking about this Obamacare. And for those of y'all that don't know, on some real, if you worried about your paper, if you worried about your money, you need to be worried about politics.
For real.
Because you are the president of the United States, unless you are a Hollywood movie star or a rapper or a basketball player or some type of entrepreneur, you
mm-hmm.
don't got it like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny don't have it like that. Diane don't have it like that.
Mm.
We don't have it like that, and we just want to be the voice.
You know?
We want to be the voice for y'all. We want to use our radio as a platform to be
yes.
the voice for y'all. To get
exactly.
out.
Exactly. We try to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Like, this is real. Like, this is real. And, like, you definitely brought up so many good points because, like I said, you have to have opportunities and outlets for people out there. I mean, I know we could run it short on time or whatever, but I would just want to say, like, you know, people really have to be aware of what's going on. And, like, at my job or whatever, I got everybody talking about Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or I'm Democrat or I'm Republican. Yeah, that don't even matter. For real, for that don't matter. You feel me? All that's just to keep us all, like, bamboozled or whatever. You know, I really, you get what I'm saying? Like, some people just don't understand that. You don't know how many profiles I've seen on Facebook where everybody's like, I'm a Democratic and I'm proud. You feel me? Like, I mean, right now it's like, when it comes to, like, how we're raised, I mean, it even goes back to even philosophy when you talk about, like, Aristotle's ages, Plato's ages, where they were talking about, like, the government. And, you know, there's more of us, Americans, there's more of us than there are people that are actually in the government. You feel me? And it's like, these people are human just like me. Like, you eat like me, you sleep like me. When you thirst, you get a drink like me, use the bathroom like me. I mean, we're the same people. It's like, how can somebody have a power over you? You get what I'm saying? And then the way this world is written, I understand you have to have rules and regulations. I understand that there has to be some type of stability, some type of structure. But to make the working people suffer, you feel me? And I'm pretty sure majority of y'all that's on the show right now be working hard and trying to pay your bills and trying to take care of your business. And, like, you know, these people in the government don't care. Once they do their years, they 10 years or whatever, and the Congress, if they could retire. And they good. They ain't got to worry about nothing. You know, so it's just like, it's a lot to think about, you know. Matter of fact, I want to give a quick shout-out. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's tuning into the show. And thank you. This is like a first debut, Cookies and Cream. You know, make sure you stay tuned for more to come. I want to give a big shout-out to my PB right now. Little shout-out to my little man, my family. I want to give a big shout-out to my girl, Pen Proud. I want to give a big shout-out to my girl, Diamond B, who also has a show on Blog Talk Radio. And I also want to give a big shout-out to Allie. I mean, the list goes on. My boy, RJ. Everybody just tuning in. I love y'all. What's up? What's up? And you got any more shout-outs?
Oh, no doubt. I want to give a shout-out to God, my mom, my cousin, yo, that's listening. I want to give a shout-out to my cousin, Nia, in Brooklyn, all my family in Brooklyn. There's so many of y'all to name. If anybody goes on my Facebook and you add me, you can see my whole family to the left. I got a beautiful family. You know, I got some I haven't had the chance to add yet. I want to give a shout out to you.
Yes.
Out to my girl Tanae, holding
okay,
down.
Okay, what's up, Nay?
And everybody, please stay tuned in to next week. And just like that, we out. I'm going to play a little song to take us on out.
Okay, we outy.
You know, we want to end it like that. Here we go.
Baby, tell me if you like it. Me and you now. I've been waiting. Take a look at me.
out.